Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm having a great visit with our new friend, Thomas LaVecchia. Tom is the author of the exciting new book, The X Factor Selling System, available wherever books are sold, right, Tom, especially Amazon.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iBooks.
All right, so, yeah, check that out. Give us your website, Tom.
TheSalesExpertUSA.com.
All right, TheSalesExpertUSA.com. Tom, what are you seeing as you're a business growth expert. What are you seeing out there across the economy?
Okay, so we kind of have a duality right now. S&P profits are way up. The stock market is pretty much crushing it at this point.
Yep.
But on the flip side of the coin, Main Street, although we're seeing some great data, Main Street's still hurting. And what we're seeing is consumer confidence, although, again, it was starting to uptick a little bit, on Friday we got some pretty bad news.
Which one was that?
Okay, the consumer index went from 77.6 to 71.6, basically about a 7-point drop
one
measurement, which it illustrated that although people are starting to feel confident, the latest report out showed that people are starting to feel less confident, which is worrisome for the economy.
What do you think? How do you think that will translate to out on Main Street?
Well, it's going to translate big time. So the labor markets are, you know, as you know, Jim, are not where they need to be. So labor markets are tight. So people are worried about the ability to find a job. Even small business owners, 41% of small business owners try to hire in the last 3 months and weren't able to find a qualified employee.
Mm-hmm.
So although there's jobs out there, there needs to be jobs for skilled employees. So the first part is the labor markets are really not where they need to be. Number two are the credit markets. Individually, credit's great. People are spending money. But it's causing an underbelly for debt is going to continue to rise.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, inflation. People are concerned about inflation because prices are starting to creep up and incomes are not competing with that growth.
Yeah, we've got a real I'll be honest with you, Tom. I've been around a long time. This is my 7th recession recovery cycle to go through. And I've never seen as much of a can of worms as we have right now in the economy with the stock market hitting new records. Unemployment hasn't been this high in my lifetime, really. And then we've got there's just a lot of issues that are no one's really addressing except for the people out here in the marketplace, and we're getting bombarded by the people in Washington, and it's the kind of thing that I believe is causing what you reported a minute ago about consumer confidence. I mean, consumers don't go around thinking about so much about what's going on in Washington, but eventually it filters down, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It filters down in many ways. So as a small business owner, you say to yourself, what's my next move? And where do I invest my funds? Where do I invest my time?
Mm-hmm.
And right now, you know, Wall Street, you look at the stock market, you look at your portfolio, it's going well. There's no denying that. But on the Main Street of things, you're looking at your customers, they're paying a little later than normal. You're realizing that they are becoming price sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
You're realizing that your employees want to make more money. But the truth is everything is going to happen on Main Street first and then Wall Street. So I'm a little concerned we're going to have another bubble on our hands.
Are you concerned that there's going to be a bubble on Wall Street?
Very concerned.
I am too. I'm not glad to hear you say that, but it is interesting because I'm concerned about that too. Because it seems to me that Wall Street is disconnected from Main Street in terms of the Main Street economy. What do you think?
Big time, Jim. And the credit markets on the small business side is frankly where it's at. That's where the money comes, you know, again, into our hands as small business owners and flows into the economy. And a new report just came out for the NFIB. Small business demand and consumer is strong. However, that's a broader market and the S&P 500 and the bigger companies. In the small business sector, we're still seeing weakness. And out of small business owners survey, they asked, how many of you are actually going to tap into capital markets for business growth? 51% declined.
Yeah, which that's right. That's been going on now for 5 years. Well, that has not changed in 5 years.
Well, that's the thing. Think about it, right? If you and I start spending our capital and we start leveraging that with finance, that has a multiplier effect on the economy. Conversely, if we slow down capital spending, it's going to contract the economy and it's going to hurt small businesses the most.
One thing about it, Tom, if you're a small business is still in business today, pretty good chance you made it through 08 and 09. That means you figured out how to operate your business pretty lean and mean.
That is exactly my point. So the reason why I wrote this X Factor Selling System and the reason why I released it when we did, right now it's critical to not just simply cut spending, but now is the time to invest in sales, marketing, sales training for your folks to make sure you're ahead of your competition. Because if you survived, you did something right.
That's right. Now
it's time to go from good to great.
I agree with that. Give us that website again, Tom.
Okay, thesalesexpertusa.com.
All right, so check it out, folks.
And follow me at the Twitter at The Sales Expert.
All right, and the book is called The X Factor Selling System by Thomas F. LaVecchia. Hey, Tom, good job today. Come back again real soon.
Anytime, Jim. Thanks again.
Enjoyed having you here. Thomas LaVecchia, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.